always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Please don't send me any links to videos or long stories. I don't have time to read them during the show. Send those to me after 12 noon. Greatly appreciate that. This segment brought to you by two of our sponsors that have extended their Black Friday sales through Christmas. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. Text me MP, I'll send you the information. You can do your Christmas shopping online or call a phone number to an operator with the Trucker Randy promo code. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items with free shipping. Just text me MP and I'll send you the information. Also, Scott Hawley has increased and extended his Black Friday Christmas sale, $1,000 off. So text me Scott and I'll send you his information. He can come visit you guys, look at your house, explain to you all the benefits of a walk-in tub and shower combo package. Save a lot of money, begin using it, love it like we do. Lame Duck Session in Lansing officially starts today. Well, yesterday, quote of the day from MERS News Service went to Josh Hovey. He's a partner at Bellwether Public Relations. It's a PR firm, special interest group down in Lansing. When asked about the lame duck session, his quote of the day, chaos and uncertainty are what lame duck sessions are all about. And in that regard, it looks like this lame duck session will not disappoint us. Yes, we talked about it yesterday. Well, this lame duck could be completely disrupted because the Democrats need every single Democrat state representative and state senator that they have sitting in this legislature to show up, to be there, to be able to pass anything. Well, one of the female state representatives informed the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, she will not be there this week. And there's a good possibility she might not be there next week. On top of that, a couple of conferences taking place this entire week, started yesterday, goes through Saturday. This is potentially going to cripple the Democrats from doing anything, at least this week and possibly next week. 303 bills that were introduced in November, 295 actual bills, 8 appropriation bills are under consideration. We've got some very, very interesting things developing. Also, where will the Speaker, Joe Tate, possibly go in his next election? Got a great show lined up for you today. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. How lame is the lame duck destined to be? That's the question being asked in Lansing. Perhaps the theme song for Michigan's 2024 lame duck session should be the, some might say, ancient 1963 Leslie Gore song about "It's her party, and I'll cry if I want to." Ancient. We played that song on this radio station after 12 noon. I've heard it a couple times over the last year. Absolutely. Why? Well, after all, the lame duck session is the Dems' party, so to speak. 110 state representatives in Lansing, House of Representatives, state reps, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. How many votes does it take to pass a bill in the House? 56. 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. How many votes does it take to pass a bill in the Senate? 20. 56, 20, and 1. That's the numbers. 56 state reps, 20 state senators, and one signature from a governor turns a bill into state law. That means every Democrat in the House, state representatives, every Democrat in the Senate has to show up for this lame duck. Well, looking at conferences, the health of a couple of reps and senators, this session could be a rough one. Or perhaps even a boring one for the Democrats. However, on the other hand, maybe they'll accomplish even more than what some observers expect. Initially, the Democrats thought that they had a few short weeks of a lame duck session to take advantage of their narrow House majority one last time. With that in mind, they introduced a combined 295 House and Senate bills in November. Why? Because they know they will no longer control the House in the next legislative session, 2025 through 2026. Why? Because you turned out the vote. Listening to the show, asking for the PAGS video, you guys sent that information out. You texted that information to people that perhaps you found on the 10xvotes.com website, low propensity voters that may not have voted had you not sent them the videos, sent them the text messages, contacted them, called them, and said, "Hey, check out this video." They said that that PAGS video went viral around the country. Well, in that process, the Democrats lost control of the House. The last 2 years of Governor Whitmer's governorship, the Republicans will have control of the House. state senators aren't up for re-election until 2026 when we elect a new governor, secretary of state, and attorney general. And the biggest one of all, the next governor of the state of Michigan. If you love Michigan like we do, if you were born and raised here, you love this snow that's coming. We are going to have a great winter. Forecast is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Fantastic, fantastic winter. If you love our state, you need to stay engaged and involved in what's going on in politics. Because this next midterm election of 2026, as important and as critical to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance winning on November 5th. Why do I say that? Because there's going to be a race on the Democrat side for governor. I know of three for sure, possibly four candidates on the Democrat primary ballot in August of 2026. Already a foregone conclusion. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan. Genesee County Sheriff, Democrat Chris Swanson. And Pete Buttigieg, who now lives in Traverse City. Mayor Pete may be wanting to run for governor of the state of Michigan. A transplant, a carpetbagger. This is going to be a race that the Democrats need to stay home and pick their best candidate they think can break our history, our cycle. What is the cycle? Every 8 years, we have a Republican governor. Then we have 8 years of a Democrat. Then 8 years of a Republican. 8 years Democrat. It cycles back and forth. The incumbents always win re-election and end up serving for 8 years. Well, we are due for a Republican governor in 2026. If we get the right Republican governor, we can fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan. We can undo everything legislatively the Democrats did the last 2 years. Everything. We can simply undo it. It's going to take strength. It's going to take courage. It's going to take a spine. It's going to take some leadership and a smart agenda. Fixing what is truly wrong with this state once and for all. Changing our Constitution. Putting in our state constitution certain things that need to be done that will be impossible to undo by the Democrats when they get control 8 years from 2026 election. In 2034 will be the next time we have a Democrat governor. 10 years from right now will be the election for the next governor, probably a Democrat. But I'm getting ahead of myself. It boils down to now what Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to be forced to do. The writing's on the wall. She's going to have to understand this. She's going to have to understand the new field that she's dealing with. Does she really even care about this new field that she's dealing with? Only 2-seat majority in the Senate of Democrats, a minority in the House, bipartisanship is required. She doesn't operate that way. This governor is more effective for her agenda when she has control of the House and the Senate, and she lost it on November 5th. Well, their obvious plan the governor had was to pass as many of their measures as possible in December. Now, however, one Democratic House member's health issue, and maybe other issues as well, endanger their multiple bill passing plans. One now wonders what, if anything, the Democrats will be able to accomplish over the next few weeks. MERS News Service asked a panel of political pundits how lame this upcoming session is likely to be. When also asked if the Democrats should have passed more of the types of legislation they wanted earlier in the year when they had the chance. Also, what will be the political fallout from President Joe Biden pardoning his son, Hunter Biden, who was in the process of being sentenced for tax and gun violation convictions, both felonies, going to prison? Not some state jail, not some county jail. He was going to federal penitentiary, was waiting for sentencing. Biden, Joe, pardons his son Hunter, something he said he would never do. Well, I guess when it comes down to your own son, you protect him. Must be nice to be the president's son. In addition, we asked how pardoning Hunter Biden, how likely would that impact President-elect Donald Trump? Pretty interesting couple of series of questions. Well, breaking down the lame duck session, how lame is the upcoming lame duck session likely to be with the Democrats knowing when and if they have enough votes in the House to pass what they want due to a member's health issue? Adrian Heman, Grassroots Midwest CEO, said the Democratic House majority has a long backlog of policy issues they want to pass. Some won't happen if they don't handle them right now. Some could happen next year when the Democrats will have to share the credit and negotiate with the Republicans in order to get bipartisan support to get enough votes to get to 56 in the House. He went on to say, based on how the House session has gone since the election, it seems likely that they're going to need to use the call of the House mechanic to get much of any substance accomplished. Call of the House, what does that mean? Lockdown for the legislators. When they pull out the call of the House, that means you go to your desk, you're locked down as long as the Speaker of the House has the session open. Could start at 9 o'clock in the morning and could go all night long, depending on how many people they actually have there. They need every single Democrat in order to pass anything. Another political consultant, David Forsmark, doesn't expect much action in terms of any significant legislation passing at all.